from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Liverpool crush non-league Mansfield's hopes with a controversial 2-1 win at Field Hill.
Back towards Suarez. Walks the ball in, comes back off Suarez. Was that handball? The referee says no, and he has literally walked the ball into the net. Luis Suarez with his 19th of the season, and Liverpool have a second goal.
Swansea leave it late to earn a third round replay with Arsenal, and the NHL agree a deal with its locked out players, bringing hope that the season will finally start. So we'll start with the third round of the FA Cup, where Luis Suarez's hotly contested goal ensured Liverpool avoided a third round shock with a 2-1 victory over non-league side Mansfield Town. Watching at Field Mill was the BBC's chief football reporter, Ian Dennis.
If the first half was a stroll at Field Mill for Liverpool, the second half was anything but. They endured an uncomfortable spell just after the restart and survived the nervy finish after Daniel Sturridge had marked his debut with an early goal. Mansfield Town will point to a contentious goal from Suarez, who handled the ball as he walked in Liverpool's second. Harsh on the non-league side, who thoroughly deserved their goal 11 minutes from time after Green's shot went in off Jones from a Quates clearance. Green forced a save from Jones in injury time as Mansfield carried out their manager's half-time team talk with full effect. Paul Cox wanted his team to believe in themselves, and they certainly did that as they served up a cracking cup tie. They played with great spirit, but lacked good fortune.
Well, the Liverpool manager admitted that his side got a bit of luck on the day.
Did hit his hand, and I think everyone can see that. I think the clear difference is that it wasn't deliberate. The ball's come in, and then it's popped up and hit him, and unfortunate. Probably if the keeper hadn't committed, then he probably just picks the ball up. But unfortunately, he was already sort of on the floor and it's rolled itself into an empty net. As I said, it's just one of them unfortunate things. We have had a lot of things in the first 6 months go against us. And I was hoping that maybe that little bit of luck would turn for us. And there's no doubt we got a bit of luck with that there.
Well, the Mansfield chief executive, Carolyn Radford, says their place in the FA Cup fourth round draw was stolen. But manager Paul Cox was less damning in his assessment of the incident.
I think it was instinctual. It was just instinct. He did something that if Matt Green had done at the other end, I'd have accepted it. He looked as though he blasted the ball in the net after just... He thought he was going to get pulled up. But at that level of football and the level of officials, you expect them to pick that up. And they didn't, so... I can't blame a centre forward for scoring a goal, and I think he's a great footballing talent and a player that I love to watch. And you know, I think sometimes you've got to embrace it. Everyone's got good and bad in them, but I think he's a fabulous footballer.
Well, Liverpool will play Oldham in the fourth round. Swansea and Arsenal will have to replay their FA Cup third round tie after an entertaining 2-2 draw at the Liberty Stadium. With more, here's the BBC's John Murray.
This bubbled up into a very decent cup tie in the end. Swansea had been the better side in the early part, but it stepped up as a game after Arsenal looked unlucky to be denied a penalty. Shortly after, it was Swansea who took the lead, Michu shooting in his 15th goal for the club within seconds of coming on as a substitute. They led with less than 10 minutes left, but Podolski and then Gibbs scored to edge Arsenal in front, only for Graham to level things up at 2-2 and send the tie back to the Emirates a week on Wednesday.
Well, they're already out of the League Cup and they've been drawn against Bayern Munich in the Champions League last 16. So Arsenal were desperate to keep their most realistic chance of silverware alive. Their manager, Arsene Wenger, paid tribute to the spirit of his team.
I feel we have shown quality and heart and character, and especially in the second half. But it's frustrating to concede a goal the way we did it, you know. It looked like we were completely lethargic on the corner. What is quite surprising when you 2-1 up, but Swansea found the resources again to score us two goals, and that's a bit frustrating, but overall we had a good game.
Well, although Swansea have to travel to the Emirates for their next encounter with Arsenal, their manager Michael Laudrup remains optimistic about staying in the competition.
Two very late goals, and at that point you could think, well, now it's over, because I don't think we can come back after this. We've made a great fight in the second half after our goal. But once more, I think that the team showed a lot of character, coming back, scoring the equaliser. And, I mean, we're still in. We know it will be difficult to play away, but still, and we have the possibility.
Well, the winner of that tie will play Brighton, who knocked out Newcastle on Saturday. Elsewhere in the draw for the fourth round, holders Chelsea will have to travel to League One Brentford or League Two Southend. Macclesfield will face Premier League side Wigan if the Latics beat Bournemouth in their third round replay. Non-league Luton have been rewarded for their victory over rewarded for their victory with a trip to Premier League side Norwich. Seven-time winners Aston Villa face a tricky trip to Championship side Millwall. Crystal Palace will play Stoke or Manchester City. Premier League leaders Manchester United will be at home against either Fulham or Blackpool if they can win their replay with West Ham. And you can find the full details of the draw on our website, bbcworldservice.com. Elsewhere in Europe on Sunday, the Italian leaders Juventus have been beaten 2-1 at home by Sampdoria, who began the day in the bottom six. Fiorentina were beaten 2-0 at home by another struggling side, Pescara, while Inter went down 3-0 at Udinese. So Juventus still have a 5-point lead over second place Lazio, with Fiorentina and Inter both a further 4 points behind. The day's other results, AC Milan 2, Siena 1, Genoa 2, Bologna 0. In Spain, Iker Casillas was left on the bench for the second league match in a row, but the Real Madrid captain played most of his side's home game against Real Sociedad after an early red card for Antonio Adan. But Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 goals in 3 minutes to give 10-man Real Madrid a 4-3 victory. Ronaldo picked up his 5th yellow card of the season, though, and he'll miss his team's next Spanish league game at Osasuna. Meanwhile, the league leaders Barcelona eased to a 4-0 win over Espanyol. Also today, Celta Vigo beat Real Valladolid 3-1. Now, the FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, doesn't believe that AC Milan midfielder Kevin Prince Boateng's decision to walk off the pitch during a friendly this week was the right response to racist abuse, and he's warned clubs that they risk forfeiting matches if there's any repeat. The former Portsmouth and Tottenham player Boateng let his teammates off the pitch during a match at Pro Patria after being subjected to racist chanting from a section of the home fans, with the former Ghana international insisting he'd walk off again in any competitive match under similar circumstances. Speaking at a conference in the Middle East, Blatter said football must take a zero-tolerance approach to racism, but he suggested that clubs should have to forfeit matches if their players force the abandonment of a game, whatever the reason. Now, the NHL and locked-out players reached a tentative agreement on Sunday to end a costly labour dispute and salvage a condensed season that was only days away from being cancelled entirely. The deal was announced jointly by NHL Commissioner Gary Bentham and NHL Players Association Executive Director Donald Fair, following long negotiations that began on Saturday. Bettman said details on the upcoming season could be released immediately, and some reports suggest a 50-game season, down from the usual 82-day games, could begin on January the 15th. Ron Hainsey of the Winnipeg Jets says there's still a lot to happen before the season gets underway.
There's a long way to go. We got to finish the language on some things tomorrow morning. Again, it's a tentative deal. We think we'll be able to cross all the T's and I's tomorrow. Then you got to explain it to the players. Then you got to vote on it. There's still a little bit of process to go here.
Some tennis news, and with the first major of the year, the Australian Open, starting next week, the world number 3, Andy Murray, is warming up nicely. He beat Grigor Dimitrov 7-6, 6-4 to retain his Brisbane international title. And India's cricketers won the third and final match of their one-day series against Pakistan by 10 runs in Delhi. The tourists still take the series 2-1, but India have perhaps provided their supporters with renewed hope after claiming victory in a low-scoring match. They dismissed Pakistan for 157, having themselves only reached 167 after winning the toss. The home side, who'd won the toss, had struggled to cope with the bowling of Saheed Ajmal, who took 5 for 24. Before we go, our top story once again, and Liverpool are through to the fourth round of the FA Cup in controversial circumstances after Luis Suarez handled the ball to give them a 2-1 win over Mansfield. Arsenal and Swansea will have to face each other again after a late goal from Danny Williams and the Swans a third round replay. More on our website, bbcworldservice.com. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.